Once again, I want to thank you, everybody in and out there who have been standing with me prayerfully, even unto this ministry. I'm Apostle Joe Hedondunde from Kakamega, Kenya. The church of my ministry is Chosen Christian Church International. That is from Matthew 22, verse number 14. For many are called, but a few are chosen. Chosen Christian Church International. For many are called, but few are chosen. Shall we go to the Bible? I want us to go to the Bible right now with me in the book of Acts of Apostles. Let us go to the book of Acts of Apostles quickly. The book of Acts of Apostles, chapter number 3. Acts of Apostles, chapter number 3. The Bible says, from verse number 1, one day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. At 3 in the afternoon, verse number 2, now a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful. There he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Underline the word money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, look unto us. Number 5 verse, so the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Number 6, then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I want to thank you once again in this very hour, Lord, of our revival in the name of Jesus. I thank you because of whom you are and what you are unto our lives. Raise each and everybody in and out there, Lord, before thy presence, that our conditions and our situations shall be dealt of you, Lord, for your glory. I thank you, my Father, even as speak your word unto your people. Shall thou bless and anoint my lips, that in simplicity, clarity, and in eloquence shall this word come unto you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can somebody out there say a big amen to Jesus? Hallelujah. I want to share a topic entitled today, My Perfection Out of My Imperfection. My Perfection Out of My Imperfection. What is perfection? Perfection is strengthening somebody out of their weaknesses. Perfection is this situation and transferring it spiritually or physically to another level of their lives for the glory of God. What is perfection? Perfection is planting or imparting hope to a hopeless situation to win assurance around one's life, in their presence and in their future. Can we say amen to that? Amen. So the Bible says, one day in the afternoon, Apostle Peter and Apostle John were going to the house of worship. I believe it was a time of the conference. It was a time of revival. It was a time whereby God had to meet his people. God had an appointment with people in his sanctuary of worship. So, the Bible says, when they reached the gates, or the entrance gates, to the house, or to the temple of God, outside the house of God, they found this man seated near the door of the church or of the temple with several agendas. Anytime somebody is near the door of the church, but not in the church, is not for God. Anybody who happens to pass by the door of the church and they cannot enter the church, it means there is something in them that is not of God. Therefore, in one way or another, they have been imperfected by the world. They have been spiritually crippled by the world. They have been spiritually crooked up by the world. So this man was carried shoulder high, either by his people or by his friends, and then he was brought not near the bar, not near the hotel, not near the office of the president, not near the office of the prime minister, not near the office of the senator, not near the office of the manager, but near the door of the temple of the living God. We are living at a time when people have simple agendas against God. We are living at a time when people have negative agendas toward God. People want things from God, but they are not ready to be called of God. Many people, they want to enjoy the blessings and the riches and the wealth of God, but they don't want to be the participants or the stakeholders in the house of God. The Bible records very clearly. This man who was a cripple, his own household got tired of him, and they carried him only to dump him at the door of the church. Hallelujah, somebody. Your condition and your situation can force people to break relationship with you. Your condition and circumstances can make people to separate with you. Your situation is that now can force people to bury you alive. Can make people to transfer you away from their home because you don't carry any value that is worthy of their needs. You don't have anything special out of you that can be of any benefit to them. So they carried him shoulder high and dumped him nigher and not in the church. We are living at a time when we have church members who physically they are in the church, but spiritually they are nigher the doors of the church. When you come to the house of God with a negative agenda, you are nigher the door of the church, but you are not connected with the church. The temple of the living God, it is where the worship goes on. It is where the praises go on. It is where the altar of God is found. God cannot do anything minus his living altar. That is why when Abraham was commanded by God in the book of Genesis 22 to go and offer a sacrifice, God commissioned him to go to the altar of Mount Moriah. So with Isaac, he went with him. On reaching there, he tied his hands and lay on the altar. Laid Isaac on the altar. Isaac never complained because sacrifices never complain. Number two, where we have worship, it is the aroma that attracts the empowerment of God for healing, for deliverance, for perfection, for enlargement, and for provision. That is worship. Praises, it is where the fullness of God is found in the midst of his people. Praises. Pray and raise God. When you pray, your prayers, when they get raised before the Lord, God comes down to raise the names of his people. That is where we have praises. Praise. Praising. Raising. And then you attract the presence of God to raise you out of your imperfection, out of your condition and hardships. That is when God comes down and wipes out our tears and addresses our circumstances. So this man was outside the door of the temple, but not in the temple. And the Bible says there were people inside the temple worshiping God, listening to the sermons. The way I'm bringing forth this sermon unto you, dear ones of the Lord. And yet, there was somebody out there. Note that these people never saw this man outside. They saw him out there. We are living at a time when the people who are in the church have forgotten that there is somebody out there who is in need. There is somebody out there who is going through hard times. We are living in a time when you have people there who are in dire need, but they don't know what to do. And if they know what to do, they are against the will of God. They have a negative agenda. They want to reap from God, but they don't want to undergo through complete worship. They don't want to walk the same journey with God. They want to walk their own type of life. They want to live their own styles of life. And when they are in hardships, it is when they stretch their hand towards God for silver and gold. Hallelujah. It is very wrong to worship God, to look for God's things, only when you are going through hardships, only when you are going through agonous time, times of agony, times of bitterness, times of miseries, time of conditions that are tough times. It is when many people go crying for God. When they are languishing in poverty, that is when they want to be blessed by God, to be provided of by God. But when things are doing well, you cannot find them in the service of God. When they have a lot out there, they want to worship their own wealth, but they don't want to worship the one who provided them with the wealth. They want to sing their own songs, but they don't want to worship God in His house. They want to enjoy their own lives, but they don't want to work with God at a time of need, when He needs them. Many people today are worshiping their businesses. Even on Sundays, you'll never find them into the church. Come any time we have conferences, you'll never find them in the conference. But wait until when they are pressed by circumstances, when they are pressured by conditions, when they are going through high waters, when they are suffering untold sufferings, it is when they want to be near the men of God for help, the house of God for sympathy, the people of God. It is when they will send you messages for help. It is when they will work out what is in their minds and bring their needs unto you. They will bring their wants unto you for help. So this man, the Bible says, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, when the church was on and people were there praising and worshiping, the Bible says, two men of God, Apostle Peter and Apostle John, came by the same place and saw the man. So this man, as usual, stretched his hand towards them for physical help. Unless your spiritual needs get addressed, your physical needs will never satisfy you. Unless God meets your spiritual thirst or hunger, your physical hunger, or your spiritual, or your physical thirst will never satisfy you. Unless God addresses your spiritual needs, your physical wants shall never address your condition. It is the spiritual input that addresses the physical output in your life. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, Jesus of Nazareth, across the mountains or the hills of Calvary, when it reached 3 o'clock in the afternoon, on shouting, Elohim, Elohim, oh God, why have you forsaken me? Then at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, God came down and encouraged his son, told him, I've not forgotten you, my dear son, but let the will of God be accomplished on your life. 3 o'clock, it is the appointment hour of your visitation in life. I want to talk to people who's their 3 o'clock of their time under the face of the earth has reached. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It is the 3 o'clock. The timing clock on the 3 o'clock. It is the Trinity government over your situation. I believe other people who came into the church or into the church temple came in before 3 o'clock. But when Peter and John came, it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Allow me to prophesy to somebody and tell them, enough is enough. What you have been going through, it was not at the 3 o'clock of your appointment hour. What you have been going through, it was not the 9 months of what you have been going through. What you have been facing in life, it was not the 9 year of your calendar. What you have been weeping through, it was not the 9 week of your life. What you have been seeing through in life, it was not the 9 hour of your life. When you are that hour rise, my brother, it is when God intervenes, faces your condition and your situation, and overturn them in the name of the Lord. I prophesy in the mighty name of the Lord. Your that hour has come, and God of heaven is going to command the situation and circumstances facing you for the glory of his name. Our God of mercy, our God of overtaking grace, our God of honor, came in by 3 o'clock through Peter and John. When this man stood for the son for physical needs, this is how they answered him. Silver and gold have we not, but what thou hast shall we give unto you. We don't give things to entice people into the kingdom of God, but we give people spiritual food to perfect them in the physical world and in the spiritual world. You cannot shift the condition of men by giving them what will make them laugh for a day. You cannot give somebody anything that shall satisfy them for 1 hour, for 2 hours, for 3 days, for 1 week, for a year, and then they come back again to the same problems. So the Lord of heavens, the Bible says, through Peter and John, they looked straight unto their eyes, and they commanded the man to look straight forth unto their eyes. I want to tell you right now, somebody out there, unless you look straight unto the will of God, you will always languish in that situation forever. God wants to look a people who can look unto him at a time of need, at a time of when they are going through. Many people have failed to look unto God at a time when he needs them. We want our people and the people who shall look unto God even when they are going through hard times. Look unto God. He is not a son of man that he shall lie. He is not a son of man that he shall shortchange you. God never shortchanges people.
God never concerns anybody else. God can never be blinded. But when you look unto him, it doesn't matter your situation, he must perfect you. God will always perfect those people out of their imperfection. The people who shall look unto him every time, at the time of our tears, God is looking unto people who shall look unto him. Hallelujah. It matters whom you look unto. Looking unto means putting your faith unto. Looking unto means depending on unto somebody. Looking unto means putting every mind, every spirit on that particular position of your life. Where have you put your faith today? Where you have put your faith, that is what you will reap. To whom have you planted your hopes unto? To whom have you connected your spirit with? To whom have you decided to live for? The people you live for determine how you go the next step of your life. The people you look unto contribute very what you become in the next step of your life. The people you look unto will always put you in the levels they are in. The book of Psalms, chapter number 37, verse number 25. God will never leave the children of the righteous who always look unto him to be beggars in the house of their neighbors. Look unto God all the days of your life and you'll never be ashamed. Look unto God in your ministry, irrespective of the challenges, and you'll never make a bad finish in life. Look unto God in your business, and it doesn't matter how it is, God will make it better. So this man was told silver and gold, for they were physical needs, have we not, but what we have shall we give unto you. There are supernatural things that we need from God that we can that are beyond the physical needs in our now. What we need in our now is getting reloaded spiritually. What we need by now is a supernatural walk with God in the lives that you are living today. What we need is that now is putting our faith unto God, and we'll change our imperfected situations. Is that now you can look unto people and be like them. You can depend on your neighbor and be like him. But raise your eyes unto the Lord. He is the pioneer and the propitiator of our faith in Christ Jesus. He who began a good work in you shall bring it unto accomplishment. There is a business that God has started doing right now. God is picking people from imperfection levels to a perfection of level. God is picking people now from where they were thrown to better them up to become a people of honor before the eyes of men. God is in the process of perfecting many people who were once a nothing to become a something. Dear saints, wherever you are, put your hope unto the Lord your God, for he cares
for you. Cast all your needs unto him, for he cares for you. God will never address the words unless he speaks into your needs. Unless you get connected with him. Unless you work with him. Number two, you must change your way of thinking. Our ways of thinking is an element of crippling our lives. Unless we become big thinkers and big implementers, we'll become crooked and up. We shall become crippled physically and spiritually. Change your way of thinking. Have a good or a positive attitude towards God. Be tired of your condition and seek the will of God to overtake your life. And you'll never be the same again. Exercise the spiritual energy in you and work it. Unless you work up your vision, it will never help you. There are people who look physically crippled, but spiritually, they have potential in them. Unless you exercise the potential in you, you will live a beggar all the times of your life. Note that all beggars don't have potential. They have the potential, but they are sitting on their potentiality. And that is why they look wanting all the time. They are out for physical needs. They are out to get a food for a day. That will not help them. Another principle. You must accept to eradicate traditional customs in your life. When you carry your traditional failures into your now, they will always cripple up your life. Many people's marriages have been crippled up because they carry their tradition, the tradition of their fathers. The way their father used to be drunkards, the way their father used to misbehave, it is how they are misbehaving before their wives, before their husbands, their hubbies. When you carry the crippled style of life of how your grandfathers used to do, that is how you will cripple up your now. Avoid carrying traditional customs that are worth nothing in life and transfer them in your now. Avoid carrying the past failures in your life and using it as a tool in your now. It will cripple you up. So, another principle. You must look and go beyond the environments that you are living in. Don't allow environments to control you, but control the environments to obey you. When you are ruled and commanded by your environment around you, they will always enslave you and cripple you and declare you as a nothing in your life. When you become dictated, you become dictated and controlled. Look, your neighbor here has tried it, he has never made it. Your sister tried it and never made it. Your brother tried it and never made it. Your pastor tried it and never made it. Your apostle tried it and never made it. You are not them. You are the origin of God. You are fearfully and wonderfully created.
You cannot be anybody else. In fact, when you fail and fail, try and try again. Every trial plus every trial is equal to success after every success. When you fail, try and retry and try again, you will become more than a conqueror. But when people try it and fail, they give in, they surrender, they throw their towels. That is why they have been crippled. Hallelujah. Avoid walking in the vision of failures. When you walk with people who are a failure in life, when you become controlled by a people who are failures in life, you will always be a cripple in your condition and in your situation. You will never make it in life anymore. So the Bible says, this gate was known as the beautiful gate. You can be in a beautiful environment, yet you are suffering. There is nothing beauty beyond the beauty of God. Anything in the world looks beautiful, but minus God, it will take you nowhere. This man was in a beautiful gate, yet he was not inside the house to the gate. Many people are in the beautiful environments, but they are not inside the beauty of the environment. Bible says, Peter stretched forth his right hand and helped the man up. And the man walked with Peter, not away from the church, but towards the church. God of heavens is out to stretch his right hand to position you in the right level. God is out to stretch his hand to raise your marriage in an honorable level. God is out to pick you from dust and to put you in a new position of honor. It is only in the presence of God where we have the honor. The Bible says, when they entered the temple of the church with Peter and John, this man started joining the dancers in the church, the praise and worshippers in the church, and he started dancing around worshiping the Lord that he once didn't know. I want to pray or to tell somebody right now, your time to praise has come. Your time to dance out of your problems has come. God will help you in this year to dance out of your situation, to dance out of your circumstances, to dance out of your condition in the mighty name of the Lord. They that work with the Lord, they shall always sing a new song. They that work with the Lord, they shall always praise in the name of the Lord. The Bible says everybody in the church who saw the man at that particular time, they started asking, isn't this the man we saw outside the beautiful girl? Isn't this the man that we saw out there was crippled? I want to tell you right now, your condition is about to change, and it is going to command people to see beyond what they to see what they never saw before. It is God who knows to transform wrong situation in your life and to better you up in the name of the Lord. When you join the presence of God, you will never be the same of God. This man, his title changed, his name changed, his condition changed. He was never the same again. God transferred him once and for all. He was accepted in the church. He lived in the church, and he lived dancing a new song in the house of God. I want to pray with several people who are listening to me out there in the world. I want to pray with the people. You are once a good worshiper in the church, but you backslid. I want you to call me. You are once a good preacher, but you gave in because of what you are going through. You want to call me. I want to pray with somebody who is having a hard time. You are in the marriage, But it is as if we have, it is as if as you are outside the marriage. It's not a real marriage. It is a come with stay type of marriage. It's not a marriage, but a come with stay. Friendship type of marriage. Call me up. My number, wherever you are, is +254 727 685 170. Pastor Apostle Joel Everett Dunde, Kakamega, Kenya. +254 727 685 170. Shalom. God will perfect you out of your imperfection. Amen.